If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
All right, so that was Beastie Boys
off the
License to Ill album. You dumb bastard. Off of License to Ill is the first song. What the hell is it called? Paul Revere? Is that what it is? No.
But don't worry about it. Fucking you're not a goddamn radio announcer.
Yeah. Coming at you live. So, Doug, pick that song. Nobody's ever heard that song before, Doug. Why don't you tell us about it?
All right. So we were sitting here in Anthony's studio in his house, and this is the second show that we've recorded here, same day as the last one you might have heard. And we were trying to figure out what songs we're going to listen to and whatnot. What the fuck are you doing? What did...
I put this here for Facebook Live. I put it right there on purpose. I just forgot about it. Now I got to put it back so my kids don't find it.
Are we starting over?
Nope, that was good.
Anthony pulled out a 10-inch dick. It wasn't his. It was a rubber one.
It came from a camper at a junkyard. You want to touch it?
Fuck, man.
All right, go.
You just fucking derailed my train of thought. What? Why would you pull that out?
Because it was funny. It would have been funnier if we were on Facebook Live.
All right, so.
Go ahead.
It's a big, veiny, triumphant bastard, and he's waving it around.
So there's a story behind it, but I'll let you finish first. Go ahead.
Anyway, so, again, I'm over here at Anthony's house. First time being over here. Second show we've recorded in a row. And so that song, or that album, there's a you had said something about the Beastie Boys.
Yes. So we were just talking about what we were going to talk about, basically. And he brought up that Beastie Boys album. And I seem to remember that there's several references on that album throughout the whole album of having sex with underage girls. I don't know if I'm remembering that incorrectly or...
And so when I was in... This has nothing to do with the underage girls thing, but when I was in high school... So I was raised by a Catholic, I had moved in with my dad and stepmom, just in high school, and she was Catholic, or is Catholic, and my dad is, I guess he followed the pussy, he became Catholic, which I don't think he was, I don't know the whole story, but anyway, so long story short, I wake up for school, and, both my parents were at work. So I would just take my jam box, take it into the bathroom and put on a rap CD or something as I was getting ready for school. And I had assumed that everybody had left. So I put on Eazy-E, Easy Does It. And about 5 seconds in, he starts cussing and whatever. And... the door busts open to the bathroom, and my stepmom's standing there, and the look she gives me is... So, so she looks at me in complete disgust, like I was in there fucking an animal or something. So she just unplugs my radio, looks at me, shakes her head, and then... goes into the other room. So I finish my shower And
I thought you were going to say she unplugs the, or took the radio and threw it in the shower with you. You're going to hell. All
right. So she wouldn't talk to me.
She was so mad
that I disappointed her so much with the song that I had chose to listen to. I wish there was a way for you to play it right now, but
what song was it? Was it Eazy-E song?
Yeah.
Which one?
Whatever the lead track is when it starts off with, now that you got the album, what the fuck are you going to do with it, bitch?
Oh.
And that's as far as it made it before she comes busting in.
That's as far as we go.
So anyway, I go finish getting ready for school. I go to tell her goodbye. She won't talk to me. And I had upset. So she was just apparently running late. And I had upset her so much that she had to take the day off of work.
Oh, my God.
So I go to work, or I go to school, and I come home, and my dad had apparently had to come home from work early because of this catastrophe that I put the family through with my... Go ahead and cough.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just funny.
Why don't you put that mic right up to your ass and fart, too? They'd enjoy that. So anyway, I get home from school. Okay. Yeah. You want to put it up by the mic? So...
Don't be a dick. That's as far as you got.
Right there. That's when the door busts open. And so anyway, yeah, that would have been great about 5 minutes ago in that part of the story. I'm not going to restart the story. But anyway, I get home from school, and I had probably 80 CDs and probably 200 cassettes. And she had taken a fork and pulled the tape out of every one of my cassettes.
Holy fuck.
Every one of them.
Oh, my God.
And then taking that fork and scratched on every CD so I couldn't play them. Mm. So all my music was gone, right? Mm-hmm. And except for one. So she had taken the time to at least attempt to play something because she had listened to, even if it was just a 30-second clip, right? But there was like a list of reasons why I couldn't listen to this particular music anymore. I'm fucking...
For each one?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, and I'm like 17 years old at the time. You know, I mean, like, I could have shot somebody for the... I could have went to war for the country, but I couldn't listen to NWA. But anyway, there was one CD that she didn't scratch up, and it was Two Live Crew, As Nasty As They Want to Be. And she said...
You got to be kidding me.
No. She said... If you agree with what they think of women, then by all means, I want you to listen to this. So I did.
But the rest of it, no?
No, because it was so bad.
Oh.
That if you believe this, yeah, then we've lost all faith in you. But all I got out of the conversation was, here's some rap music for you to listen to.
You can listen to this. Go ahead.
So, it got to the point that I had to hide the music that I was listening, like under my mattress, where most kids hide porn. I hid AC/DC. And AC/DC, according to them, meant After Christ, Death Comes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Alternating current, direct current. Come on, guys.
But anyway, so this whole story goes to the reason why I couldn't listen to the Beastie Boys, because beastie means that you have sex with animals. Bestiality?
Beastie.
So that was the reason why I couldn't listen to the Beastie Boys, was okay, because they promoted having sex with animals.
That's great.
I wish I made this up.
Me too. So the only, I have no experience with that because my parents let me listen to whatever the hell I wanted. I had a friend that had to hide his Nine Inch Nails tapes, or tape, I guess, whatever. It was the same type of thing. He's like, if my mom finds, he had lawn mowing money. He bought a Nine Inch Nails tape and he was like, oh, if my mom finds it, she'll take it away from me. And Jesus Christ. I couldn't imagine living like that. And at the time, even, my parents didn't care what I listened to. I was a good kid.
Now look at you.
I was a good kid starting fires and throwing rocks at cars. God, that's funny. But anyways, so that whole story was about how you couldn't listen to the Beastie Boys. What about the underage sex? That's what we started talking about here.
I don't know.
What do you think about underage sex, Doug?
What the fuck?
I'm dying over here.
So
am I wrong? You remember the album. Am I wrong? Was there more? I mean, am I crazy to think that that's a lot of what they talked about?
Yeah, I don't. I think I could think of one thing, and that's Paul Revere. That's the only thing I remember is some lyric in there about I don't know that they specifically talking about banging an underage girl. But it's, I think it's assumed or something. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. I don't care. I'm not going to sit here and talk about this.
I'm not going to sit here and talk about that. I'm just, my point was that album was never like, I don't remember it ever being like, oh my God, I can't believe that. It came off as like, these guys are talking about having sex with underage girls and nobody cares. That's how I took it, you know?
All right. I don't get that from that, but anyway, whatever.
Okay.
So like I said, this is the first time I've ever been over at your house, and I think we've known each other for what, 3 years now?
Going on 6 years, I think.
No.
I've been there for 5 years. You were the one that walked me around. I've been there for almost 6 years. You were the one that walked me around when I first started.
Was I on the salary? Was I a salary?
No.
Oh, I wasn't?
No, you were an NWA.
Yeah, probably have to cut a chunk of that out because it's not going to make sense.
Yeah, nobody will get that.
All right, so I'm going to say this over again. So this is the first time that I've been over at your house. We've known each other for, what, 5, 6 years, something like that?
Something like that.
And in that time, we've spent a lot of time talking at work and then texting and whatnot.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've learned about you is that you love taking on projects.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
And then the other thing I've learned by coming over to your house is you hate finishing projects.
That's where I was going to go with that. Yes. Yeah. That sounds about right. I get so, I get wrapped up in the idea of I can do this. And then when the reality of, holy shit, I have to do this, when that sets in, I'm out. I quit. I give up.
One of the things that I do is I like to prove to myself that I can do something, just that whatever it is, like we talked about with me and the Arduino and programming or whatever. Sure. It just, I want to prove to myself that I can do something. And then, once I do it, then I kind of lose interest in it.
So I've noticed that directly with this podcast. So we have a show where we have to sit and talk to each other. You won't take the time to make this show better, but you've already moved on to trying to do a live show.
I won't take the time to make this show better. Yeah, what the fuck are you doing to make this show better?
Nothing. That doesn't just because I'm not doesn't mean you are.
No, you just looked right at me in the eyes and attacked me as if.
Who else am I going
to
look at?
As if you've been struggling to try to make this show better.
I have.
And I'm the anchor that's holding it down.
Sounds about right.
I can't believe, I think we're like 15 episodes in now. And for me, it's a smashing success.
It's a smashing success. So me too, because I figured we'd make it 2 or 3 episodes before I was done. Just like, this is too much work for me. Too much stress. I can't handle it.
So going back to, I think that, I don't know how we got on the podcast, but it looks like you have really started a lot of
far out projects. What would you say is probably your favorite?
Your worm farm.
I did start a worm farm. Yes. I had big high hopes for that. I was going to quit my job, start selling dirt. Don't fucking laugh. I'm serious. Didn't I give you some dirt to grow your tomatoes with? I'm pretty sure I gave you dirt.
You did, and they performed worse than.
I was just going to say, it was like worse than the. You tried growing it in concrete, and the fucking dirt was worse. I remember.
So. I'm not gonna walk over there to look, but I'm curious about where your worm farm is at now. Where's it at?
Oh, out in the backyard somewhere. They all died, and I threw them out in the backyard. And...
Oh, okay. So I had assumed that somewhere out in your garage was just a bunch of dried up worms in a box that you'd forgotten about.
No, they weren't. That was the problem. They weren't dried up. It was, I don't know. Nobody listening probably grows worms, but if you don't do it right. They produce a lot of waste, and their waste is wet. So they were basically drowning. It was like it was worms and water.
They were drowning in their own shit?
Yes. Yeah, and I, no matter what I did, I couldn't get it to dry out. It was wet all the time. I everything that I read, I tried this, and I was draining off water, worm pee, whatever, every day. I could not get that shit to dry out, and they all died.
So is that your dumbest project you think you've taken on?
Well, that I've taken that far, yeah. Probably, yeah. But, I mean, I've had tons of bad ideas. So
I know that. I know you. So there's the worm farm.
Yeah.
There's the record store you were going to start.
Yeah, yeah.
Record company.
Record label. That was when I was out of high school.
You were going to start composting for a Fortune 100 company.
Yep. That was my plan. Yeah, I really put a lot of thought into that one. Oh, if only you were joking. That's the best part, is that you're serious. I was really thinking, man, I could really take over their composting duties. not even thinking that this, oh God, that would be huge. I have one truck, just a regular truck, not like an industrial fucking hauler or anything.
I remember when you talked to me about that, and I had pulled up, you told me you were going to start dumping all their compost in your ravine. So I'd never been over to your house, and then, so when you told me that, you know, I'd assumed that you had acres and acres of land.
Yep.
And so we pulled up your address on Google Earth or whatever, so I could get an overhead shot, a visual of where you were going to dump this at.
And I was like, I'm going to dump it right here in my neighbor's house.
you had about, I don't know, 40 square feet that you could.
So at my last job, I would buy six packs of pop and all kinds of snack food. And I was having people lined up at my toolbox at break time. Selling pop and selling snack food. I mean, it's just always been that way, and I never have follow through. I did that, and I made a profit for about maybe a month, 6 weeks, and I just was like, it's fucking break time. I wanna go on break. I don't wanna stand here and collect money. And I was literally making a profit, and I just stopped because I'm just like, fuck, man, it's fucking break time.
So I can't help but, when I walked into your house and walking out here to where your studio's set up, I can't help but notice that you have, I assume your honeydew list is long.
My wife gave up on that a long time ago.
She must really love you, man.
I'm a lucky guy.
So do you want to, I think it would be great if we had a contest that people could guess how many unfinished projects you have going on at your house.
I don't even think I could guess.
And so you've really got to look. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you walk into your house, it's a nice house and nice layout, all that shit. Mm-hmm. Walk back here to where the studio's at. Mm-hmm. But if your eye travels, you can kind of look and see that, you know what, maybe that one room there is maybe missing a light switch plate. That other room is missing the ceiling fan blades.
They broke. What do you want me to do? Replace them?
So, but you walk out here to the studio, and it's a nice fucking setup, man. It don't look like anything is unfinished out here, so it's almost as if that you have a passion for out here.
This is 8x12. This room is 8 foot by 12 foot. You know how easy it is to take care of 8 foot by 12 foot? I can almost touch all four walls at the same time.
So the other thing I noticed in my travels throughout your house, you went outside for a little bit. I started poking around.
Did you pee on my toothbrush?
I did. Yeah, that's pee.
That's pee.
The other thing I can't help but notice is that you're a raging alcoholic.
Yep. So I've said this to multiple people, probably have to say it again. I, for some unknown reason, collect alcohol, whiskey, any kind of liquor. I have.
By collect, he means drinks.
No, I don't. I don't drink that much, actually. I don't really. But I have more. Oh, my God. I have so much alcohol in this house. I went through a period of my. This was a couple years ago, where every single week I was buying a bottle of something different just to have Never. I've probably got 15 bottles of liquor that are not even open.
So I think we could tie the two things together. Why wouldn't you take your love for projects mm-hmm. and your love for whiskey
mm-hmm.
and combine the two and make your own whiskey? It's not, it doesn't cost a whole lot. It's not that hard to set it up.
It's a lot of work.
It's not. So started doing it
mm-hmm.
and he's putting out, and he's doing it just for friends,
mm-hmm.
but the way he explains it to me, you can look it up, and you know that would be a great unfinished project to add to your collection.
To add to the collection? Do I have to buy anything? Because I don't think I can store any more crap here. Maybe I should. Maybe I'll look into it.
When you, as soon as your wife gets home from her trip, you say, "Hey, I'm gonna start a still."
Still what? So. Can I get my worms drunk on my whiskey that I make? I was thinking about making beer. I don't even really drink beer, but I was just thinking, maybe I should make some beer. I don't know why I was thinking that.
Maybe you should organize your studio. So I've been over here, I think, it seems like about 3 days now. And the majority of the time was you trying to figure out how the fucking microphones were going to be plugged in. We planned this for 2 fucking weeks, and you can't even put enough thought into this show to make sure the shit's going to work when I grace you with my presence.
Oh, boy. I apologize.
So,
I don't know what else to say besides I'm sorry.
I told you that I wanted to make sure to be able to play a clip when we're talking about it. But since we're in the same room, you got a fucking computer. It appears that you have... You put some money into this shit.
Some, yeah.
So when I go to, we start talking about something and I want to play a clip, you hold your fucking phone up to the fucking microphone. We are a high class thing.
Yes, we are.
And we got people that want to sponsor us. We can't even fucking.
Yeah, so if you want to sponsor our show, get a hold of me.
Make sure your commercial sounds good coming over the speaker on the phone.
Yep. So if you want to sell your mufflers on our show, we're fucking good. I'm assuming we can sell mufflers. So this summer I'm going to go full into it, back on the worm farm, I think. I'm going to do worms and I want to do mushrooms. I want to learn how to grow mushrooms.
Why? Why don't you do something that would be productive instead of taking on another shit project that's not going to get you anything?
Like what? What would be productive? Exactly.
What about that thing that's out in the backyard?
What thing?
The playhouse?
You mean tear it down?
Yep.
That's not productive. That's destructive.
It could save a life.
It'll fall down eventually. I just keep the kids away from it. It'll fall down.
Why don't you take your time practicing so you can take the women's BMX track by storm?
Fuck you. Oh, God.
All right, well, that's what we got, everybody.
Just a whole fucking show about making fun of me. Fuck you guys. I like it when we make fun of our audience better.
Your singing was a little flat that time. Barry, why don't you play an A for Steve? You got that, Steve?
Fuck this shit.
What's got into him?
He can't take criticism.
Well, great. There goes the band.